Today on The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe.
Each one of us, without exception, is either a sheep or a goat. We're either on the narrow road or the broad road. We're either heading for the kingdom of God or eternal punishment.
Welcome to The Verdict, featuring the Bible teaching of Pastor John Monroe. Today on The Verdict, we're continuing a study in the Gospel of Matthew by taking a closer look at a famous parable of Jesus about the separation of the sheep and the goats. What does this all really mean? We'll discover what this unique story is telling us about our decisions and our eternal future as we join Pastor John Monroe for today's lesson, The Sheep and the Goats.
You've probably heard the expression, the sheep and the goats. It comes from the teaching of Jesus, but what does it mean? We're continuing our series in Matthew's Gospel and looking at the last verses of chapter 25. The disciples have asked Jesus about the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. So, in Matthew 24 and 25, Jesus answers these questions. We come today to very serious teaching about the time when the sheep will be separated from the goats. Clearly, Jesus wants us to be ready for his coming. Not everyone is going to be saved. Universalism is not taught in Scripture. So don't be led astray, but be ready. Let's learn from the teaching of Jesus on the sheep and the goats.
So let me ask you to open your Bible to Matthew 25. And we're going to read from verses 31 to the end of the chapter. This is the conclusion of the Olivet Discourse. This is the last sermon, as it were, spoken by our Lord in Matthew's Gospel. It's a very serious passage. It's a passage on judgment. When the Lord Jesus returns with great power and glory, some will enter into the kingdom and others will enter into eternal punishment. Now, as we read this, there are those who think it's a parable. I'm not going to argue about that. They may be right, but they also may be wrong. Refers to sheep and goats. Whether it's a parable, there's no doubt that the Lord is teaching very, very serious truth. The separation of the sheep from the goats. Have you ever read this? Let's read it. Matthew 25, verse 31, when the Son of Man, a reference to Jesus himself, when the Son of Man comes in glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king, notice the reference to the king, that is our Lord Jesus, will say to those on his right, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you, then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. What a passage. What a sobering, solemn passage. First of all, as we look at this, won't it say the obvious? There are two groups. There are sheep and goats. Verses 32 and 33. He separates the people one from another, just as a man, a farmer, would separate his sheep from the goats. I won't go into that. He will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. That's not a political statement, by the way. Please do not use that in your politics, not at all. He will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Clearly, there are two distinct categories, two distinct groups. It's amazing how we divide people, don't we? We divide them on the base of education or on the base of race or income. Even on the soccer team or the basketball team that they may support, we like to divide people, don't we? As far as God is concerned throughout Scripture, there are only two groups. There are the righteous and the wicked. And now when the Son of Man comes, when he returns, when he sits on his glorious throne, he's going to make this judgment. The sheep go into his kingdom. The goats go into eternal punishment. Now he is the one who makes the determination. Aren't you glad it's not you or me? It's the King, our Lord Jesus Christ. Does this surprise you? If you know your Bible, it shouldn't really. We saw earlier in our study of Matthew that there are two ways. There are those on the narrow way, and there are those on the broad way. Only two groups. In chapter 13, when Jesus was teaching about the kingdom of heaven, he said there is good seed and there's weeds. Verse 38 of Matthew 13, the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. Notice his reference to the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. In the same chapter, Matthew chapter 13, you'll recall, Jesus tells another parable about the kingdom of God. He says it's like a net thrown into the sea that gathers all kinds of fish. There are good fish and there's bad fish. And the angels separate the evil from the righteous. In chapter 25, as we saw, Jesus says the kingdom of God is like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. We saw last week that there is a wicked and lazy servant, and there are, on the other hand, good and faithful servants. Notice the division that is made. Two groups, sheep and goats. Two groups of people, some are on the broad road and some are on the narrow road. There are weeds and there's good seed. There are bad fish and there's good fish. There are foolish virgins and there are wise virgins. There are wicked servants and there are good servants. There are sheep and there's goats. Do you get the point? And that separation is not unique to Matthew's gospel. It runs throughout Scripture. Psalm 1 begins with the man who is blessed by God, the righteous, and then there is the wicked, worthless. The last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we read there's two groups. There's a group whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, and there's a group whose names are not in the Lamb's book of life, who are cast into the lake of fire, Revelation 20. How are you feeling about this? Are you troubled by it? Is your view of God very sentimental? We love the fact that God is love. I do. God is love. The very character of God is love. but his judgment and his justice and his righteousness is not inconsistent with his love. We must have a true understanding of God, a true understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's righteous. He's a holy God. He doesn't compromise. And when he comes, when he returns, as he will, and when he sits on his glorious throne as the king, he will make the determination between the sheep and the goat, between the good fish and the bad fish, between the weeds and the seeds. So you may hide now. You may pretend now. Matthew has much to say about the hypocrite. You may procrastinate now, and you may hide behind your wife's faith or your father's faith, or in some other way pretend that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, but that doesn't depend on your family or even your church membership, but whether you know Jesus Christ. And when he returns, he will make this judgment between the two groups. He will separate the saved from the unsaved, the sheep from the goats. Two groups. Did you notice also there are two prepared destinies? Verse 34, Matthew 25, verse 34. Then the king will say to those on his right, the sheep, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Incredible. A kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. The sheep inherit that kingdom. Matthew repeatedly has been teaching us about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. How can we enter this kingdom? Into time and space, into this dark world, comes the king. Where is he who is born king of the Jews? The wise men ask. But Matthew is telling us he's not merely the king of the Jews, he is the king. And this king has a kingdom. Oh, it's not restricted to a physical piece of territory. No. Where is the kingdom of God? Where people bow and acknowledge the king is Lord and Savior, there is the kingdom of God. And so when our Lord Jesus Christ comes, and I've said this repeatedly in our study of Matthew, but I'm not sure if all of you get it, will you listen to the words of Jesus as he begins his public ministry as recorded by Matthew? What does Jesus say? First of all, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Get ready, get right before God. Repent of your sin, get right. Why? The king has come. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if there is no repentance, it's not just saying, well, I'm sorry, Jesus, if ever I messed up. That's not repentance. If there is no genuine repentance of sin and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not part of the kingdom of God. You may have a tremendous church heritage. You may have a family that goes back for generations in the Christian faith. That is totally immaterial. Jesus calls on each one of us personally, you and me, to repent and to believe in the gospel. The gospel is that those who trust in Jesus Christ for salvation turn from their sin to receive eternal life and in a wonderful way enter the kingdom of God. Remember, Jesus says to Nicodemus, except you're born again, you will not enter, you will not even see the kingdom of God. And here is the wonderful grace of God, that those who bow at the feet of King Jesus inherit a kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. What a gracious God. It's all prepared. It's all done. And remember, when we're talking about sheep, Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. And what does the good shepherd know? He knows his sheep by name. He knows where you are spiritually. Not just what you profess, but he knows everything about you. And the shepherd knows the sheep. Do you know the Savior? The sheep inherit the kingdom. What about the goats? Verse 46. Oh, this is serious, isn't it? And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The goats, the unbeliever, those who have rejected the gospel, those who do not know the King, enter eternal punishment. You say, that's severe. Please understand that our Lord Jesus, who's God incarnate, is the chief witness to the existence of hell, which is a place of unending anguish. It's surprising that we have more people who believe in heaven than who believe in hell. And everyone wants to go to heaven if they believe there is such a one, but many people don't have a clue how to get there. Those who've rejected the gospel enter into eternal punishment. Politically incorrect to say that, yes, but theologically and biblically correct. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever does not believe in the Son, whoever does not obey the Son, the wrath of God abides on him. For those who believe in the Son, they enter into this kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. Those who disobey, those who do not receive Christ, the wrath of God abides on him. Yes, there is eternal life and there's eternal punishment. Jesus taught there are two gates. There is a narrow gate and there is a broad gate, a wide gate. There are two ways. One is broad, one is very easy, and the other is narrow. It's nice being on the broad road, isn't it? Many people there. It can be very enjoyable, very pleasurable, very fulfilling. But the difficulty is, it leads to destruction. There is a way, it's a narrow way, but that way leads to eternal life. And that is the only way. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. You say, well, that's narrow-minded. Well, it is a narrow way. It's a narrow way. Jesus says, few there be who find it. Two gates, two ways, two destinations, two crowds, the many and the few. You say, you face a choice. And this choice not only impacts you on earth, it certainly does that. This choice determines your eternal destiny. And today you may be at the crossroads. I realize it's popular to think that everyone eventually will end up in heaven. But could Jesus be any clearer? Read it yourself. This is not something I've concocted. This is the eternal truth of Scripture. This is the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not everyone gets into heaven. In fact, there are those who go into eternal destruction. And that, says Jesus, I read it to you. Did you notice? Verse 41. He will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Here is a fire, hell itself, prepared for the devil and his angels, yes, but into that eternal punishment enter all those who do not know the King. Each one of us, without exception, was either a sheep or a goat. We're either on the narrow road or the broad road. We're either heading for the kingdom of God or eternal punishment. Two groups, two prepared destinies, two responses. The sheep and the goat are separated based on their allegiance to Jesus. Did you notice the reason given for the separation? Verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Verse 43. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Oh, someone was saying, I understand, this passage is saying that if you're kind and if you're compassionate to the needy, and if you're helpful to strangers, and you minister to the homeless and the poor and the prisoners, that is the way to get into the kingdom of heaven. So I understand that the sheep are the kind, compassionate people. They're the generous people. They're designated sheep, whereas the goat are the selfish, self-centered, self-absorbed individual who don't take care of the hungry, the thirsty, the strangers, the naked, and the sick. They don't visit the prisoners. And I understand that Jesus knows how we've lived, and he makes the separation based on how we have lived, based on our works. Is this passage, is Jesus teaching salvation by works? Of course not. Of course not. That would be an antithesis of all of his ministry. We know from Scripture that our salvation, please hear me, that our eternal destiny is never based on our works. We require God's mercy because we are sinful people. Yes, you may do good things. I hope you do. You may be kind. You may feed the homeless. That doesn't get you into heaven. We're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. The gospel is never do this and do that and you will be saved. The gospel is look to Jesus Christ. Look to him alone for salvation.
This is The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe and a message titled The Sheep and the Goats. John will be back in just a moment. But first, I'd like to tell you about a special free resource available from The Verdict. It's a booklet written by John called Life in the Kingdom, and it's meant to help you understand the teaching of Jesus on what it really means to follow him and how to apply his very practical teaching to your life today. And right now, we're offering this booklet to our listeners absolutely free. So request your copy of Life in the Kingdom and gain an eternal perspective for day-to-day living by going to our website at theverdict.org. And if you haven't signed up for John's monthly email newsletter, you can also do that today at theverdict.org. And if you and your family are looking for more ways to help spread the gospel this year, would you consider playing a part in this radio ministry by making a one-time donation? With your financial gift of any amount, you'll be joining our efforts to bring the truth of God's Word into new communities across the globe. We've made it quick and easy to give through our website at theverdict.org. Before we close today's program, make sure you've subscribed to The Verdict Podcast, where you'll have access to all of these daily messages, as well as John's weekly podcast exclusive called Avizandum, where he addresses relevant topics from a biblical perspective. Just open your podcast app and search for The Verdict with Pastor John Monroe. Now, here's Pastor John Monroe.
Well, what's your verdict? Do you realize that there are those who will go into eternal life and those who will go into eternal punishment? In what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches that there is a narrow gate and a gate that is wide and leads to destruction. Do make sure that you're personally trusting in Jesus Christ as your Savior and so have eternal life. If not, you will face eternal destruction. Next time, we'll continue with this fascinating subject, this solemn subject, the sheep and the goats.
Thanks for joining us today on The Verdict. I'm Michelle Davies. Today's program with Pastor John Monroe was produced and sponsored by Calvary Church in Charlotte, North Carolina.